Good morning. Welcome to Christ for Us. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss. We continue today in a series of sermons on the Lord's Prayer. Our text today is written in St. Matthew chapter 6, verse 11, where we read as follows these words of our Lord Jesus: "Give us this day our daily bread." In Luther's Small Catechism, we read, "Give us this day our daily bread." What does this mean? God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayers, even to all evil people. But we pray in this petition that God would lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. What is meant by daily bread? Daily bread includes everything that has to do with the support and needs of the body, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, land, animals, money, goods, a devout husband or wife, devout children, devout workers, devout and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, self-control, good reputation, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like. Jesus teaches us how to pray. He lists those things for which we should pray. There are seven petitions or requests we make of God in the prayer Jesus taught us to pray. The first three petitions pertain to how God comes from heaven to earth. The last three petitions pertain to how God brings us from earth to heaven. The fourth petition, set right in the middle of the prayer, is the only petition in which we ask God for material benefits, benefits that are for this world only. All the other petitions ask for spiritual benefits that are eternal. This material world will pass away while God's word endures forever. It is appropriate that our single request for material blessings is sandwiched between petitions for spiritual blessings that last forever. We ask God to hallow His name among us by causing His word to be taught in its truth and purity. God's name is forever holy. We ask God to bring His kingdom to us by sending the Holy Spirit to us so that we will believe the gospel. God's gospel is eternal. We ask God to do His will here on earth, even as He does His will in heaven. Heaven is where God lives from eternity to eternity. God comes to earth to hallow His name, establish His kingdom, and do His good and gracious will. God brings us to heaven by forgiving us all our sins, leading us not into temptation, and delivering us from evil. We pray this petition here on earth. This prayer confesses a vital truth about the God we worship. That truth is that this world and all that is in it belongs to Him. In Luther's Small Catechism, we confess that our daily bread includes everything that pertains to the wants and needs of our bodies. God created us. He made us, male and female, in His own image. God preserves us. God provides for us. He works through means. God gives us His grace through means, that is, through the gospel and the sacraments. God's grace doesn't zap us from on high. It comes to us through the means God has established. God works through means in providing us with the food and drink we need to live our lives here on earth. He governs the weather and the affairs of nations. He establishes civil peace so that we can live without fear of being killed when we walk out our door. He keeps the economy from crashing. A devout spouse, devout children, and faithful rulers all come from him. Everything pertaining to agriculture, economics, politics, weather, and all that provide us with a comfortable life here on earth are from our Father in heaven, who hallows his name among us, brings his kingdom to us, and does his good and gracious will for us. When Jesus fed 5,000 men, plus women and children, with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, it was a miracle. Jesus proved his true deity by the act of creation. He created what had not been there. If God provides us with daily bread through natural means that are under his authority, is this any less a display of God's power and kindness? If we were to witness a miracle, would we be convinced that God would provide for all our needs? Do we need to witness a miracle? God cares about us. When we pray, "Give us this day our daily bread," we are confessing that we believe this. God will answer this prayer. We pray, "Give us." Everything that pertains to us receiving the food and drink, clothing and shelter we need is under God's almighty power. It is by his good and gracious will that we receive our daily bread. He gives it to us. We pray, "Give us this day." Daily, we claim our baptism, dying to sin and rising to righteousness. Daily, we commit ourselves, body and soul, to the care of our Heavenly Father. We pray every day. We read God's Word every day. We ask for daily bread. We don't ask for weekly, monthly, or annual bread. We ask for daily bread because we need God's providential care every single day of our lives. The word providence comes from the word provide. To speak of God as providence is to confess that God provides. He feeds the birds of the air. He causes the rain to fall on the good and the evil alike. Birds cannot have faith. The evil don't have faith. It would appear that God's providence has little to do with faith, inasmuch as he will provide daily bread regardless of the presence or lack of faith on the part of those receiving it. We confess in the Catechism, God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayers, even to all evil people. In fact, our Father in heaven giving us our daily bread has everything to do with our Christian faith. We receive bodily blessings from the same Father who provides us with spiritual blessings. In fact, we cannot understand bodily blessings until we seek God in the person and passion of his Son Jesus. When Jesus preaches to us that beautiful sermon about not worrying, because our Father in heaven feeds the birds and clothes the grass, he says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Matthew 6, verse 33. Only when God rules over us by his grace, forgives us all our sins, and robes us in the righteousness of his Son, can we know him as our Father. God is our Father only through Christ. The manna that comes down from heaven is the flesh and blood of Jesus, as Jesus made clear in his sermon about the bread of life. The crowd wanted him to feed only their bodies. He wanted to feed them with his flesh and blood that we receive through faith alone. Jesus speaks words of eternal life. He points us to himself. He is lifted up on the cross. There he bears all our sins and carries all our sorrows. There, as he dies for us, he forgives us all our sins and releases us from the terrible burden of guilt. His words of eternal life invite us to faith. Faith eats. Faith drinks. We eat and drink God Himself, who enters into us and transforms us into new people. When you've eaten the bread of life, when you've drunk the water of life, then you regard the daily bread your body needs differently. That's because you know God as your Father who loves you, forgives you, and provides for your deepest needs. When you know God in this way, you know that the whole world is His to do with as He pleases. And how does He please? He pleases to provide for you. Everything you need, He wants to give to you. There's nothing you need to worry about. It is not possible that God would deny you what you need for your body. David wrote Psalm 37 in his old age. In verse 25, we read, I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken nor his descendants begging bread. We work hard, save, exercise frugality and care, and so we can rest secure, right? No. We work hard, save, exercise frugality and care, and we thank God for the strength He gave us to do what we did, for blessing our efforts, and for answering our prayer. All that for my soul is needful, God with loving care provides, nor of that is He unheedful which my body needs besides. When my strength cannot avail me, when my powers can do no more, doth my God His strength outpour. In my need He doth not fail me. All things else have but their day. God's great love abides for aye. Amen. We thank You for being our guests today on Christ for Us, a confessional Lutheran broadcast. This broadcast is brought to you every week by St. John Lutheran Church in Fairview, Montana, and by Trinity Lutheran Church in Sydney, Montana. These congregations are congregations devoted to the Bible as the written Word of God and confessing the truth of the Bible as taught in the Book of Concord, the Lutheran Confessions of 1580. We are happy to bring these broadcasts to you every Sunday. If you live in the area, you're more than welcome to come by and visit one of our congregations. We have divine service every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock at St. John in Fairview and at 10 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Sydney. And you're more than welcome to check us out also on the World Wide Web, christforus.org. We've got sermons and other interesting things on there that you can check out for yourself. Please tune in next Sunday for the next broadcast of Christ for Us.